I'm Jimmy Mack.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. If you'll recall, a few weeks ago we had Jimmy on.
Yeah. Welcome back. Actually, like a few months ago.
Was it a few months ago? It seems like yesterday.
I know, you miss me.
You're sitting in John's seat.
Yeah.
You're reading the underwriting copy.
Right.
You're doing everything. You've just taken over.
Actually, I was just passing by and had to use the restroom, so I appreciate
it. And just dropped in. Well, The Irishman is in theaters. A few months ago, Scorsese said at some press conference that he didn't believe that these big superhero movies, they're not cinema.
Right.
That they are more like amusement parks than they are cinema.
Yeah.
Then he wrote this thing, which I thought was a thoughtful response in the New York Times.
Yeah.
I've loved them since I was a kid.
Right.
Superman. And,
that's right.
And all that stuff.
I take umbrage. I think it sounds like a cranky old man thing to say. I love Scorsese. Till I die, I'm going to see any movie Scorsese puts out. The notion that you can start saying, oh, these movies are popular or they're fun or they're for kids or they're not what I would consider to be art, lay a claim like they're not cinema. It's obnoxious to a new level.
See, I don't read him saying it as these are for kids or these are just fun. What I heard him saying is the way they're put together, the way they're produced by committee, by like, you can't have this, this can't be in there. A certain amount of humanity is kind of sapped from them in this process. And I think that's what he's saying. There's no true directorial vision. Not like a true voice isn't coming through there.
First of all, when Marvel first started doing this whole insane experiment, because that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
It was an experiment. If the movies weren't good, the experiment would have failed.
True.
But they were good, and people kept coming, and then
suddenly they want
more. They, when the first Thor movie, but they got Kenneth Branagh to direct. But I think the idea was they are going to bring in real directors with visions. I mean, I saw Black Panther opening night. Audience was 70% African-American.
Mm-hmm.
To hear the cheers and the applause and to see the looks in the little kids' eyes after that movie ended. If that's not cinema, then I don't know what cinema is. It's affecting. The fact that he's saying Marvel movies as opposed to like, if he would have gone off on the DC universe, I would have been like, I'm with you, bro. Those are not cinema.
I just think he's not paying that close attention. Superheroes have meant something to me over the course of my life, as I know they have yours.
Right.
Even in my life, like Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, those are transformative movies. When Scorsese says something like this, I just kind of looked at it and was like, I get it, because this guy comes from a different time where cinema was about human beings exchanging ideas and emotional circumstances and psychological circumstances and exploring those through images and sound and editing.
To your point, there's an ego involved with that. The idea of what he did was incredible, and it was very different. And I mean, you're not going to have Tarantino without a Scorsese. But at the same time, like he mentions, when I was making movies with my friends, it was different. And his friends that he's talking about are George Lucas, who's responsible for the Star Wars franchise, and Steven Spielberg, basically Indiana Jones. He brought a comic book serial to life. I don't think Marvel movies could exist today without guidance of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg.
But even those movies, let's say Jaws, Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, those have a humanity
that
are lacking in a lot of these movies.
If you're going to make a superhero movie, Marvel does it well. Like you said, you cry at these movies.
Yeah.
My kids cry at these movies. You care about the people. You've got actors, you know, like Robert Downey Jr. I mean, these people invest and they're flawed.
Wrapping up.
Yeah.
I do think these movies are cinema.
I do too, absolutely.
I do think that they're cinema, and they are well done. You can become emotionally invested in them. I guess I just really didn't care that Scorsese called them not cinema. And I just thought, I didn't get mad at him for saying it, because I think I understood what he was saying, but I also understand how now it was taken in this vastly different way.
Yeah, I think part of it is the fact that he would say something like that because he's a hero to so many people who love film, and that he would say it so nonchalantly and also add in that he hasn't really seen them. So it's just like for a person of his caliber to kind of say that is, I think that's what threw most fans for a loop.
Right. And, you know, the real cinematic roller coaster are Scorsese's eyebrows.
But isn't that obnoxious enough to say like that? I think what you can do is always excuse him and say, like, here's what he meant. Cinema Classics comes to you with support from the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the full shows online at wcbe.org.